Australia's police officers have been warned by the Australian Federal Police to increase their security in the wake of recent terrorist attacks. The AFP says events in France, Canada and Australia serve as a sobering reminder of the risks associated with policing. Experts say an increasing number of Australians linked to overseas terrorist groups have the intent and capability to conduct an attack against police. Michael Edwards has this report.
The Australian Federal Police cited recent terrorist activities across the globe as the reason they increased the terror threat level for police from medium to high. The AFP says a small number of Australians have links to terror groups with the capacity to carry out deadly attacks. Law enforcement officers are being warned to take extra care for their personal security. Catherine Byrne is the acting New South Wales Police Commissioner.
We've emphasised to our police that they are highly visible, and because of that visibility, they need to make sure that they wear all the appointments that they are issued with at all times when they are in uniform out in public. And as of today, we've also made sure that our officers now use our mobile data terminals to log on whenever they go out and get into the vehicles that are equipped with those terminals. And that gives us a real-time ability to know where our officers are. And that is an enhanced safety measure that, as of from today, we're asking our officers to do every time they go out.
The level for police now matches the general threat level for Australia, which was raised to high last September. Western Australia's acting police commissioner, Stephen Brown, says the change is appropriate for the present global environment.
It's about specifically about police officers. It's about those people that you've seen, and you've seen the way this has played out across the world, that either in response or by being targeted because they're highly visible, police are being acted out against. When I travelled to work this morning, instead of hanging my police shirt up in the back of my private vehicle, it's laying on the back seat. Simple things like that, measures I will take and already have taken and others need to take.
As first responders, police are often in the line of danger during any major incident, but increasingly they're being targeted. Recent counter-terrorism raids in Belgium disrupted a terror cell apparently planning attacks on police. Two French policemen were killed in the Charlie Hebdo massacre in October last year. A Canadian convert to Islam killed a soldier and then died in a gunfight with security officials inside the nation's parliament. And in Australia last September, an 18-year-old man who was being investigated over terrorism was shot dead after stabbing two police officers in Melbourne's southeast.
It's that combined. I guess they've also received some kind of intelligence to indicate that police are going to be targeted. So with those two things, the attacks and the intelligence, they decided to raise the threat level.
That's Nick O'Brien, who is an expert on counter-terrorism at Charles Sturt University and a former British police officer at Scotland Yard. According to him, the other threat police face is being identified by terror groups. There are reports some police have been reluctant to wear their name tags and other identifying markers recently.
Policing is very public. Senior police officers speak on the radio and television that their names are known, and it's not a big ask to think that terrorists might start looking at social networking, media, telephone books, etc., to find out where people live.
Security agencies say jihadis returning from the battlefields of Syria and Iraq pose a serious risk. It's estimated as many as 80 Australians are fighting there now, and that as many as 20 have been killed. The most recent could be Melbourne man Mahmoud Abdul Latif, who had boasted that he was with Islamic State in Syria. Several social media postings indicate he was killed while fighting with the militant group.
Michael Edwards.